You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover with John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the Northern Kia Studios, it is John Friggy for John Chuckery tonight. Chuck will be back on Monday night from 7 to 11 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here are the important numbers of the day, okay? Here are the important numbers. The numbers are 12, 18, 27 and 50. 50. 12, 18, 27 and 50. 12 days until the first NFL Camp Veterans Report, the New York Football Jets 12 days from now. 18 days before the Falcons Veterans Report to AT&T Training Camp in Flowery Branch, and of course, complete coverage of the training camp of the Atlanta Falcons right here on your home of the Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 27 days from now, the Hall of Fame game. Toe meets leather. That's an Al Serrano reference. Do you know that I'm so old that at one time I produced Al Serrano's football games on the radio at WGST in 1979? That's how Toe meets leather. Al was a really good man. That was 1979. 27 days from now, that was 44 years ago. 27 days from now, the Hall of Fame game, Jets and Browns in Canton, Ohio, and 50 days to week zero of college football. And, of course, week zero of college football, we have Notre Dame and Navy. It's not really a great week of you know, massive games. I know I've got a good friend of mine who went to Jacksonville State. For those of you who are new to Atlanta, Jacksonville State is not in Florida. Jacksonville State is in Alabama, and they are going up to Conference USA, and they're playing their opener with Rich Rod, who's their head coach, no less, and they're playing UTEP. Dana DeMel's UTEP. The UTEP Miners are coming in to face the Gamecocks in Jacksonville. So Jacksonville State opens up, and there are a few other smattering of games. Hawaii is at Vanderbilt. Are you excited about the Hawaii at Vanderbilt game? A little Timmy Chang against Clark Lee action there in Nashville. Do you think, Diddy, is it culture shock for the kids, the young players from the islands to come to Nashville?
Probably a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a tad.
Just a little bit, yeah. I mean, you know, so anyway, Hawaii at Vanderbilt, which is Vanderbilt's the first SEC team that gets a crack at it this year, and they play the, I don't think they're the Rainbow Warriors anymore. I think they're just the Rainbows. I think they thought the whole Warrior thing, okay. I think they're just the Hawaii Rainbows now. Remember when Hawaii played Georgia in that bowl game?
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't Timmy. I was going to say it was Timmy Chang the quarterback. I don't think Timmy Chang was the quarterback. I think it was that other dude, Colt Brennan, right? I think. Anyway. They played down in the Sugar Bowl, and Hawaii was like 11-0 and ranked number 7, and then they came in and just beat the hell out of them. It was like, oh, God. Oh, you're 11-0? You're Hawaii. Goodbye. Crush. So those are the important dates. 12. We are 12 days from the first veterans reporting. I mean, that's how fast it comes, right?
I know, man. It's getting exciting, actually.
And we mentioned earlier this list of free agents. Oh, there is one other number that you do need to know. 404-726-0929. And if you're just joining me on this Friday night, have missed the last couple of nights where I filled in for John Chuckery, have not yet heard my weekend show, don't know what else you're doing on the weekends, you ought to listen to me, 10 to 2 Saturday, 10 to 2 Sunday. So I'll get off the air at 11 o'clock tonight. I'll be right back on the air at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. The way I work here, I do a talk show, okay? Occasionally I have a guest. I had Deshaun Tate because I want to fill in, especially when the story warrants. And there's somebody that could talk about his story. And, of course, DeJounte Murray was a big story. And so we reached out to Tate to talk about that. But because they're going to have a little inside expertise that, you know, maybe I don't have because they're a little bit closer to the story, you know, and covering it on a daily basis. But for the most part, what I do here, it is a talk show. And you can call in at 404-726-0929. And the table is always open. Now, I'll put out some topics here. But I don't turn topics down. I'm not one of these hosts that says, you know, we're talking about, like in this hour, the Atlanta Falcons, which we're about to talk about. I'm about to set you up here. We're talking about the Atlanta Falcons. You cannot talk about Georgia football. You cannot talk about Auburn football. You can't talk about, you know, the Braves. I mean, if you really want, I mean, I'm not going to, what, we're not talking about the Braves right now. We're talking about the Falcons. Some guys that actually, some guys and gals, I guess, you know, if I expand it out a little bit, would actually say that. I don't. So you're always welcome. I also tell you, don't, please, the one rule I have, well, in addition to the obvious rules, which is, you know, don't curse and, you know, don't call me names because, you know, that would probably just get you kicked off the show, and even if it's true. Don't hang up, because what I do is I like talking to you. If you came up to me in a bar, I wouldn't expect that you would say, unless you had something else to do, hey, John, hey, what do you think of this? And then turn around and say, I'm going to leave. You wouldn't do that. We'd have a conversation, right? So when you call in, I treat you like we are having a conversation. You may ask me a question. Odds are I'm going to ask you one. And we're going to talk. We're going to have, there's going to be some time here on the radio for you to, it's a little bit different, I know. Most places you call in, you get 15 seconds and you're off. That's not the way I work on these shows. I want to talk to you. You are my guests at 404-726-0929. So anything you want to talk about, but let me focus you in on one topic I would like to talk about and ask you a question in regard, since we are 18 days away from the Falcons veterans and the opening of AT&T training camp. In regards to the Atlanta Falcons, if they are to win the NFC South this year, and I think they're going to win the NFC South, I've made that patently clear. If they are going to win, though, what is the main reason in your mind that they would win the NFC South? I'll give you some options. Would it be, for example, you could say, you could call up and say, John, it's they have a really easy schedule, and the division is really not that. There's not a heavy lot of heavy lifting here. We can handle the Buccaneers. We can take care of the Kitty Cats. We can, you know, the Swampers ain't going to be killer. So we got this. It's the easy schedule and a, you know, in a lesser division. I mean, some people would probably rate it as the easiest and least talented division of the eight in the NFL. I don't know if I do, but some would. Okay. You could also say, no, they're going to win the NFC South because they are going to have a great running game. I mean, this offensive line last year was top five. They were maybe the best run blocking offensive line in the league. And now you have Bijan Robinson to go with Tyler Allgeier, to go with Cordarrelle Patterson. You know, they are going to be a tough team to handle because they're going to wear teams down. They're going to pound that rock. They're going to play Arthur Smith football, and they're going to win a lot of games in the fourth quarter this year. You could say that for a reason. You could say, you know what? They're improved on defense. I've gone over the list. But all of these guys, all these, you know, young star players that they have, the D'Angelo Malones and the Adi Ogundeges and the Arnold Ebiketes and the Michael Walkers and the Darren Halls and all these guys that go on and on, including guys that they picked up that still have high hopes for, like Eddie Goldman, those guys are backups. They have a lot of depth on defense now. They spent so much money. They have six new starters. They might have seven if the youngster Clark Phillips cracks the lineup. And they're really high, the Falcons are, on Zach Harrison, the edge out of Ohio State. So they have a lot of depth on defense. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you and blow smoke up your skirt and say this defense is going to be top 10. But they could be middle of the pack, okay? And that's all they might need, because the offense could be really good. If they jump up to be the 15th best defense in the NFL, that's an improvement, and that alone might carry them to a division title. Then the other one you could pick might be, John, you know they're going to win the division because of this head coach, because of the system that he's implemented, because of the culture that he's instilled in this team. And the culture and the system and the coach have proved themselves over the first 2 years. And they proved themselves by finishing 7-10 with next to nothing in cap hell and never quitting and actually having a chance to make the playoffs both years at Christmas time and beyond. So it's just some of the things that you think that might be. So I'm curious from Falcons fans at 404-726-0929, if you want to give me a ring and talk about it, what is the one thing that you think would lead the Atlanta Falcons to winning the NFC South this year? I'm not myopic. I understand that it's not going to be. Look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, you know, the Falcons are going to win 12 games, and then the second place team, Carolina, New Orleans, they're probably going to win 8, and then the other one of them is going to win 7, and the Bucs are going to win 4. That's not going to be the case. Okay? I think the Falcons can win 10. They might be able to win 11, but we'll just keep it at 10 and say first place will be 10 wins, second place 9 wins, third place 8 wins, and fourth place maybe 7. So it's like a 10-9-8-7 thing, and it will be probably tight into December and maybe down to the last week of the season. And who do the Falcons finish with? The New Orleans Saints. This is why the whole easy schedule thing, by the way, if you look at the final 6 weeks of the year, the Falcons play 4 of those games on the road, including a game in the next to last game of the season where they're in Chicago on New Year's Eve Day, on December 31st. So they're playing in Soldier Field on December 31st, right? Just, you don't have to be the smartest weatherman in the world to know what the weather might be like in Soldier Field, Chicago, on December 31st, all right? And it might be that way. You get lucky, it's 40 degrees and sunny. You don't get lucky, it's 17 degrees, snow and blowing snow, and we all know how that goes. And by the way, the Bears could be pretty good. And the Saints are going to be pretty. Look, I, much as I don't like the, pardon me, the New Orleans Saints, look, they've got some weapons on offense. And if Alvin Kamara ain't going to go to jail or get suspended, and so far yet those things haven't happened, you know, they're going to have, you know, an opportunity to be, you know, certainly explosive offensively. And you got to play them on the final week of the year. So, I mean, it's not going to be easy. So this whole easy schedule thing, slow your roll a little bit. You know, you got to make hay in the front end of the schedule if you're the Atlanta Falcons. 4 of your first 6 are at home. Your 2 that are on the road include a game in London against Jacksonville. Now, I know that the Jacksonville Jaguars is going to be really good, but you're not playing in Jacksonville. You're playing them in London. And I know they're popular in London, but still, you're in London. And the other game is in Detroit against the Lions. You got to make some hay in the first 6 weeks of the year. I think you got to be 4-2 at the worst. So how did the Falcons win this division? Your calls. Let's go to Brody. He's on with John. Hey, Brody.
Rise up. How we're going to win Rise the NFC South is pretty easy. I think that we're going to be successful on the road, and that's how we're going to win. I'm going to reiterate what you said. If you watch any of the Falcons games, we were a young, scrappy team, and we had no names out there. So now that we've revamped the defense, I think that it's going to be a 10-win season, and I really do. I think that you look at the schedule, there's a lot of away games that will be swing games that I think as long as we win the divisional games, it's going to be great.
All right, so, Brady, I'm trying to get you – I want to try and nail you down to one thing above all others, because you kind of almost went on all four of what I just kind of laid out, and you could put more in there. You could say that Desmond Ridder is going to blow up into a big-time quarterback, or, you know, the tight ends are going to have a big year, whatever it is you want to say. The sack's going to double or triple or whatever. It's hard not to improve off 21. And, yes, they could triple that number because Philadelphia led the league with 72 last year. So, Brody, if you had to think about one thing, though, if I was kind of pointing to the schedule or to the run game or to the coaching or to the quarterback or, you know, to the improvement on defense, is there one thing that you think leads the way?
I think what leads the way is going to be the defensive line and just getting guys out there to pressure the quarterback. I mean, went to a multiple Falcons game last year, and that's just what kind of made it where, you know, the guys got all day to throw. And even though it wasn't a good quarterback that we were facing, they had, you know, multiple opportunities. Offensively, just stick to the same game plan that, helped us last year and the run game.
Yeah, no, and it did work. I mean, that run game, they're down 20 to nothing in Tampa in the second half, and they're still running the ball. And I'm like, why are you running the ball? Well, they ended up scoring twice, getting a two-point extra point, and if not for a ridiculous call against Grady on a phantom roughing the passer, they would have gotten the ball back with a chance to win the game. No, he knows what he's doing with that run game. Thank you, Brody. 404-726-0929. What kind of leads the way? What's the number one thing at the very top that's going to take the Falcons to an NFC title this year, NFC South title this year, in your opinion? There's no wrong answer. I'm just asking you guys what you think and you see in terms of what you think is going to be kind of, is it the easy schedule, an easy division? Is it a great running game? Is it the tight ends, the quarterback? Is it the coaching, the system, the culture, the improved defense? What is it that you think is going to lead the way? As we continue next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is a Friday night from the Northern Kia Studios. The Braves are in the seventh inning of a game where they have only two hits against Tampa. They've struck out 11 times in this game. They probably tied a team record by striking out four times in the second inning. They literally struck out four times in the second inning, and just happened that one of them was a drop third strike, and Ozuna made it to first base safely. But he struck out, and everybody else struck out. So, yeah, that's kind of how it's going. Oh, yeah, they're leading. They're ahead 2-1. It's been a pitcher's duel between Tyler Glasnow and Charlie Morton, but I think we're now into the pens here in the seventh inning in a 2-1 game in Tampa. We'll keep our eyes on it, and as we go along here, talk about it, especially after the game ends here. We are talking about the Atlanta Falcons, and I'm curious from all you Blackbird fans out there as to what one thing above all others, because, look, it's everything. I understand. If you're going to win the NFC South, you've got to take care of your business in the division. You've got to have, you know, you got to be on the, at least at the very least, on the plus side of the turnover margin. You've got to have, field position and red zone percentages, and you know, you've got to have the easy schedule turns out to be an easy schedule and not more difficult than you think it is. The division isn't as hard as you think it's going to be, or maybe as easy as you hope it will be. Your running game has to be on point and great. You've got to have an improved defense. It's all those things, but it's above everything else. I believe that the success of this team to this point has been the coaching, the system, and the culture that Arthur Smith has instilled in Flowery Branch and inside that locker room at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Now, I think now that he's established that, the coaching, the system, and the culture, I think it's up to the players to really run with it. And this is where I think the offense is going to do its part. If they are going to win the NFC South, that defense has to be improved. Bud Dupree is talking big, which I appreciate, but this is how I'm answering the question. That's why I want to hear from you. But he's got to show it to me on the field. You know, Calais Campbell, it's great to have him, and I'm thrilled he's here, but at his age, he has to show it to me on the field. Onyemata is the kind of guy that I expect big things out of, and he'll free up Grady Jackson, but I need to see it on the field. Same with Caden Ellis, same with Clark Phillips, same with all these other guys. I need to see Ebukadi take a next step. I need to see Jeff Okuda have some game. I need Jesse Bates to be what we expected when we paid him all that money. I need AJ Terrell to get back to that all-star level. I need all these things. I need this defense to be at least in the middle of the pack of NFL defenses, and maybe just a little bit tick better. Let's go to your calls at 404-726-0929. Let's go to Sean. He's on with John. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, first and foremost, man, the most important thing is staying injury-free. You know, that's first. The defense and offense. You know, we got to play injury-free football. And then come along with that, you know, our defense got to be mean in the trenches, man. We got to get out to the quarterback. Apply pressure every play. And then in the offense, got to control the tempo, you know, manage clock, man, you know, and that's how we're going to be successful this year, you know, staying injury-free.
Right, so but paradigm, Sean, hang on, because, again, like I said, we talk here, you know, you and I, but so we're standing at the bar. Pare this down for me a little bit, because and I don't want people to just rattle off a list here. I want you to give me kind of the one thing you think, more than anything else, one thing above all others that you say, okay, this is the one reason most likely that this team will win this division. Do you have one?
Yeah, I do have one. The number one reason that we will win the division this year is because coming in with a better payroll than what we had last year and the year before that. You know, we're coming in some guys on the payroll that can play football. Going out again, Khalil Campbell.
That's a great point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, bringing over Bates from Cincinnati. You know, these guys come from winning tradition programs. You know, they know how to win. They know what it takes to win. So, you know, being able to open up the checkbook and to get these players in here, playmakers in here, is the number one reason why we should and will win the NFC South.
Yep. No, thank you, Sean. I do appreciate the call because I think that's a really good point, and we can add that to the list here. It is an improved roster. And the depth of the roster, and Sean mentioned, you know, injuries, and we don't want injuries to happen. But one of the things that this team does have this year, we've talked about it at length again, and we will continue to talk about it through camp, is that they do have depth. I mean, their running back core is literally three deep with star players in Bijan and Tyler and Cordero. And their quarterback depth now is far better than it was last year because Ridder is at least somewhat proven as a starter. Granted, it's a minor proven, but he's somewhat proven as a starter. And then certainly Taylor Heinicke is a vast improvement, you know, in terms of being a backup over what Ridder was last year, an untested rookie. So there's depth in the receiving core that we didn't have. There's depth at all the positions on defense. This team has depth they didn't have before. So that'll certainly benefit in terms of not getting guys, you know, overly used. And if, should anybody get dinged up, you've got another guy that can step up. If Bud Dupree goes down, here's Arnold Ebiketie. You know, okay, Ebiketie, you got to show me. 404-726-0929. So the improved roster from Sean, and that's a great point. Let's go to Nick. He's on with John. Hey, Nick.
Hello, John. There was a point that you had made about the running crew. I keep seeing on Bleacher Report that they're talking about that Cordell Patterson would be a cap hit or they'll be traded. And I don't know if they have a bias against Cordell Patterson. But you know how we, as you have said in a conversation on the other night, that we have a four-headed monster. Could Cordell Patterson be a cap hit? Could he be traded because of his cap number? Or is it just hyperbole? And they're just trying to stir the pot.
You say, where did you see this again, Nick?
On Bleacher Report.
I think you answered your own question.
Okay.
I put no stock in anything Bleacher Report reports. None. Look, okay. here's the thing. The field position is going to be, Nick, at a premium this year. You've lost Avery Williams. Now, Cordero obviously is not going to return punts, but you lost one of the most effective punt returners in the league. Gosh, he might have led the league in punt returns last year. Cordero is still, even at his age, one of the best kickoff returners in the league. He broke one last year, set the record, right? Correct, Nick? Nick? Oh, don't. Guys, all right. Here, guys, again. I want to have a conversation with you. Sometimes I'm going to ask you questions. So please stay with me because I had questions for Nick here in regards to Cordero Patterson. I'm not trying to shoot down his source here. I'm just saying that I don't put a whole lot of stock in Bleacher Report and you know, Fansided and, you know, some of the other blogs. Look, they're fun to read, but the people that write for them have no inside information, okay? I mean, could they trade Cordero? Yes, they could trade anybody. They could trade Desmond Ridder, sure. Cap hit? No. I mean, they don't need to cut him. They're under the cap, so they're fine. But what I was going to ask Nick is, look at his value to this team. His value to Bijan as a runner and a pass catcher out of the backfield and what he can teach him. His value to this team as a runner and a pass catcher out of the backfield. His value to this team as a kick returner. You know, one of the true greatest of all time to return kickoffs. He didn't forget how to do that. Again, he broke one last year. So, I think Cordero is especially with a young receiving core, and it's a young receiving core, he is invaluable to this team in a lot of ways. With a young quarterback and a young receiving core and a young running back, I mean, they are young on offense, okay? And Cordero is a linchpin kind of guy. So, I mean, they could. Anything is always possible. I had not heard that. This is the first I've heard of it. That's why I asked about Bleacher Report. I went, yeah, he said Bleacher Report, didn't he? I was like, yeah, I don't put any stock in Bleacher Report. Not exactly insider experts. It's like people just kind of, hey, what do you think? You know, I mean, so this guy is too valuable. This team needed him in the past for his ability to run, his ability to run in the red zone, his ability to keep, and they still do, but they also need him, and they need Calais Campbell. They need players like this in the locker room. It remains a very young team offensively. I mean, the two guys that are in front of him, technically on the depth chart at running back, are a rookie and a guy that's had 16 games. That's it. You know, I mean, you still have a one-year wideout, and then you have a guy that's had a year and a half who is essentially, you know, a tight end flex wideout in Kyle Pitts and Drake London and Kyle Pitts. So, no, this team is still very young they're potentially very explosive, but still very young. And so, no, I don't see that happening. I would hope not. If Nick is right and the Bleacher Report hit on something and Cordero gets traded, I'd be not happy. Nick, you could call back because you and I could commiserate because we could both say, "What the hell are you doing?" Because that would be my reaction. What the hell are you doing? They have money under the cap. They're like $10 million plus under the cap as it is. The only reason, I can't even think of a reason that you would cut Cordero. I mean, if you had to make more room under the cap because suddenly Yannick Ngakoue said, "Hey, listen, I'm interested. He's not the guy I'm cutting. I'll find other guys to cut to create more room under the cap. It ain't him." Boy, I hope that guy, the Bleacher Report that he read was wrong. I have not heard this. This is news to me. But then again, I'm not ear to the ground out in Flowery Branch every day either. So I'm kind of with you, Nick. Hey, as you call in, I do want to talk to you. So I would have liked to have had a chance to talk more with Nick. Let's go to Tyler here. Tyler, what is the, welcome to the show. And what is the one reason above all the reasons, and there are a lot of them, that you see that would lead the Falcons to an NFC South title this year?
I'll tell you what. I just got to say the head coach, the coaches. We've got a little time around these guys. You know, a little time and effort to kind of get these guys to the same mindset that these coaches want to have. And, man, I mean, talk about the last 3 years of just stockpiling draft picks, stockpiling, you know, some, you know, veteran guys that, shit, can teach, or shoot, my bad, can teach these, some of these guys the way around, you know, some winning football. Winning football is the way we got to be in Atlanta. Because it's been losing. Just get some winning mindset football around Atlanta, and I think we have a hell of a playoff team coming.
Well, the very first thing I think he instilled in this is a don't quit attitude. You know, this team didn't have a whole lot of talent, and they didn't quit. They kept pushing, right, as you said. You know, teams take on the personality of their head coach, and this guy is he's kind of an old school Tyler throwback, isn't he? I Tyler, let me ask you a question. Do you see the same people on Twitter who will occasionally come on and say the Falcons, something to the effect of, the Falcons won't be good until they fire Arthur Smith, or Arthur Smith needs to be fired, he's no good. And I just wonder, what are you watching?
Exactly. Well, what are you watching? I mean, because what I'm watching on a Sunday, NFL Sunday, is a team that's a hell of a lot better than when we had, you know, I'm not even going to name his name, you know, the last head coach we had. But I'll tell you what, just the mentality of the players has been bigger, better, I should say. The mentality of even the fan base. I some of these people on Twitter just kind of these happy fingers and want to tweet whatever they want to tweet. And they're not actually watching the game, I feel like, that we're watching.
Don't you get a sense, Tyler, that this team does emulate their coach in a little bit, that he's got that kind of – I like the fire that he has when he gets angry on the sidelines.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Fire him up. You know, I'm all about that. These are grown men. Fire these kids up, and let's get some winning football in this city. It's been long enough, huh?
Yeah, right, exactly. I appreciate it, Tyler. And so long that the last time the Atlanta Falcons, you know, some people think, oh, well, it ended at 28-3, and they were no good after that. And some people forget that the very next year, you know, in 2017, the Falcons not only went back to the playoffs, they won 11 games. And they went back to, they were in the NL Division Series in Philadelphia, first down and goal at the 10. If they score, and they threw it to Julio four times, if they score, they win the game. The whole Philadelphia Nick Foles, you know, miracle thing never happens. The Falcons go to the Super Bowl. They would have been right back at the Super Bowl the next year. And then after that, not so much, because that game in Philadelphia where they failed on first and goal at the 10, that was the last moment that any Atlanta Falcons football team has been above 500. Nearly six calendar years ago. That's why that first game against Carolina is kind of important. You want to beat Bryce Young. You want to win at home. You want to win a division game. And you want to be above 500, for God. I mean, crying out loud. What above everything else will lead the Falcons to an NFC South title this year with John Fricke on Sports Radio 90 on the game? Sports Radio 92 on the game from the Northern Kia Studios. John Fricke in for John Chuckery. Chuck will be back on Monday. He's just taking a few days off here. I mean, most people taking vacation. Matter of fact, Day-Day is going on vacation soon. I just learned. Where are you going, Day-Day?
Puerto Rico.
Oh, Puerto Rico. Yeah. Richport. Richport.
Yep, yep.
Puerto Rico. Yeah, I've been to Puerto Rico.
We've been on a cruise. You know, it was a stop on one of the cruises we took one time. In fact, it was the last cruise we took February. What was that? February 20. COVID. We got shut down in what? 2020? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So February 2020, we took the cruise. And then, yeah, COVID happened a month
later. Right before
later.
COVID. Yeah. Right. Okay. So you bought it back. It was you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was all
thanks.
Me.
Yeah, appreciate it. This was a long time ago, though. It was 30 years ago. I had relatives who lived in Ponce, Puerto Rico, and then we went and met them in San Juan and sat on the beach there at the sands in San Juan for, I don't know, 4 or 5 days.
Nice.
Got sunburned. It was a lot of fun. Did to all the casinos, but it was a lot of fun. Beware, okay, Day-Day? Beware the casino. I didn't have a whole lot of luck.
Just asked my in-laws, I was like, are there casinos in Puerto Rico?
Oh, yeah.
That's all I need to know.
Yes, there are. The answer is yes. Well, there were 30 years ago. I can't imagine they wouldn't still be there, okay? Let's put it that way. Let's go to your calls here. We're asking the question tonight about the Atlanta Falcons, about what above everything else. Now, I know that you want to say, well, John, it's this and this and this, because it's all true. And I agree with you that if they were to win the title in the NFC South, that they were to win the division, it's going to have to be all those things. But I'm kind of curious what you think what's leading the way for the Atlanta Falcons? What's that number one thing that they're leaning on? Is it like the coaching and the system and the culture, as Tyler said? Is it, you know, the defense and the improved roster? You know, we've had that call tonight. We've had, we haven't anybody had to say so far that it's going to be just their ability to play smash mouth run football, which you could say as well. Because now with Bijan and Tyler and with Algier and with, I assume, Cordero Patterson. Hey, Day-Day, had you heard anything about Cordero Patterson being cut or traded?
No, that was news to me. I hadn't heard that, so I don't know I know he said he saw it in Bleacher Report. I believe I follow them. I hadn't seen anything about that, so that was news to me. I'm doing some research now. I'm not really seeing anything pop up.
Let's go to Michael. He joins us on the waitfor.com hotline. Hey, Michael.
Hey, John.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, it's definitely the run game. I mean, obviously, you know, there's a blueprint. Peterson did it with the Eagles, made Nick Foles a Super Bowl quarterback by running the Blount and the Jahi. You know, it keeps your defense fresh off the field, so you're on the next defensive set. They can get after it. Time of possession, you know, majority of games are won by the team that controls the ball. It's you know, it just all around makes it easier to carry if you can just control that ball.
So, Michael, as you look at this run game, is your expectation that it's going to be all on Bijan, or is it going to be on Bijan and Tyler and Cordero, and is to some degree onto the quarterback as well, and they all have to do it, or is it just going to be, look, Bijan's got to just suddenly come out of the gates as the youngest, best running back in the game?
No, you can't play just only smash mouth anymore. I mean, you know, defensive schemes have gotten better. It's gotten faster. You know, they collapse a lot faster. You have to, you know, mix it up. That's the reason the RPOs work so well now. You know, you spread out your tight ends, opens up the field. You know, you have to mix it up. You have to, you know, toss it out every once in a while, run lateral. It's definitely not only singular between the tackles. There's no way it'll work anymore.
Hey, what is your expectation, Michael, since you're talking about the run game, what is your expectation of Bijan this year?
Probably Algier will get most of – I would say he'll still get most of the carries. You know, Bijan will probably play more of the role that Cordero does. You know, I would see him moving more into the multiple threat role, you know, role than and, you know, Cordero, especially if it is true he's getting traded, you know, that will be his role moving forward. And maybe that's So point of getting Bijan is they have that replacement now. So they have a smash mouth. You know, they have a guy between the tackles, and they have that guy that can – the utility guy that can go anywhere.
All right, let's stop for a second because, Michael, I want to be clear here. I don't know where Nick got his information. I've not seen a Bleacher Report thing. There has been no indication that the Atlanta Falcons are shopping Cordarrelle Patterson or planning to cut Cordarrelle Patterson. I think they have high plans for him. Not only is their lead kick returner in a possession game, you have to have field position. You have the best kick returner, one of the greatest in the history of the game. Why would you get rid of him? And his veteran leadership in that team is invaluable. And you're under the cap. It's not like you have to get – again, if you need to go out, if you're going to make another move here at one of those free agents that we talked about, earlier, you know, and say we can get an Isaiah Wynn or a Marcus Peters or a Yannick Ngakoue or a Jadeveon Clowney, we need more money. That's not the guy you cut.
I'm going off your information. I don't know. Again, I'm just saying I can see Bijan filling that role if Cordell didn't, you know, let's say he didn't get traded and he just went down for injury, you know.
Oh, I got you. Okay, I got you. I see what you're saying. So,
but
yeah,
he
except
is
the role,
that guy who could fill that role.
And I appreciate that, Michael. And Cordarrelle, let's not forget, he's a hybrid guy. I mean, he was a wide receiver. I mean, he was a wide receiver who ran the ball a little bit, not a running back who caught the ball. He was a wide receiver who ran the ball, and the Falcons flipped it around, made him a running back who occasionally caught the ball. When they first made him a running back, there were some of us, me included, said, well, this is different. They're going to make a wide receiver their running back, primary running back. And we saw what he was able to do, and we went, okay, well, I'm good with this. I appreciate the call, Michael. So Michael says the ground game and the ability to, you know, control the tempo of the game, play Arthur Smith. There's an old saw, Arthur Smith-style football. There's an old saw in the game. Run the ball, stop the run, win the game. Run the ball, stop the run, win the game. If the Falcons could do that, they're going to be pretty successful. And now you've got a guy like Onyemata. I mean, you've got a guy like Calais Campbell. You've got a Bud Dupree to go along with Grady and backups that include Timmy Horn and Eddie Goldman in the middle. You got something working in terms of trying to stuff that other team and making them, you know, kind of containing that run game a little bit. So, again, all these things, all signs, as Michael was talking about, point to my belief that the Atlanta Falcons are going to have a very successful season. Cornell is on with John. Hey, Cornell.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Well, sir, I had to chime in on it. I think the main thing that before the Falcons, with the Falcons getting to the playoffs, will be we're going to do as far as game time management in the game, but the most importantly, the red zone scoring. If I'm correct, in 2022, they was at 56.56%, tied with the Los Angeles Rams. But the thing was, the last three games, they was at 38.46%, kind of like challenging. So if they improve on the red zone, I think they'll be NFC South champions.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point because we have seen them, Cornell, struggle in the red zone time and time and time again over the course of the last few years. It has been a sore spot that we've talked about when we were covering training camp for running on 4 or 5 years now. You know, the inability to score in the red zone. And I go back to that game against Philadelphia where we were still at the height of Matt Ryan and Julio Jones where they were in the red zone and could not score or otherwise we would have gone back to the Super Bowl. So it's been something that's been a problem for this franchise. And now you have an offensive line that has matured into one of the best run blocking, if not the best run blocking offensive line in the league. And you have a core of running backs, but you also have Cornell. You know, something that Desmond Ridder didn't have, which is Kyle Pitts, because he didn't play with Kyle last year because Kyle was dinged up. And you have Jonnu Smith. And Cornell, I think some fans are going to find out just how valuable Jonnu Smith can be. I think if I'm not mistaken, I'll throw a stat at you. I think Jonnu Smith last year had the ball thrown to him 24 times. He had zero drops. Not one.
With the Tennessee Titans, sure did.
You know, yeah, so, you know, and then the Patriots didn't know how to use him. And then, so Jonnu is the kind of guy that can be a big red zone guy. Cordell can be a red zone guy. I guess if you could just turn, we all love Young Waiku, but if you can turn a few Young Waiku chip shots, just if you turn last year, Cornell, if we turn three or four Young Waiku chip shots into touchdowns, that team might win nine and win the division.
And you also look at it too, you have your rookies that this is their sophomore season, so therefore they have a little 1 year familiarity with the new with the system that Coach Smith has implemented.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and so we'll see what you know they do. Red Zone has certainly been a, and I appreciate the call. Thank you, Cornell. 404-726-0929. We have a chance to talk to you all the way to 11 o'clock tonight. We're talking about the Falcons, and we'll get into another couple of other topics here as we go along. I do want to update you on the Atlanta Braves. Well, we talk about high leverage situations. Well, Raisel Iglesias is about to get the biggest high level, the biggest situation that he's faced, all high leverage situation all year when he comes into this game in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Braves lead Tampa in a game that's flown by. It's only 2 hours and 10 minutes old because it's a 2-1 game. The Braves have struck out like 13 times, I think, if I had the stats in front of me. I mean, it's been awful. They have one big hit. It was a 2-run home run by Sean Murphy, and that's been enough because Tampa's not hitting either. So it's 2-1 Braves. So this has got a little bit of a playoff kind of feel to it. We talked about the best team in the American League in the first half, the best team in the National League in the first half, meeting down in Tampa, and how it might give us a little bit of a preview of the World Series. Well, it's had a real playoff feel to it in that it's been a pitcher's duel. It's been a tight game. The Braves have struggled at times to kind of produce runs here in this game. As a result, it could be a 2-1 game, and Iglesias is going to be called on to slam the door shut here, and we'll see. This is the kind of situation where we have talked about this, about having a lockdown closer, and your lockdown closer comes into a game of this magnitude against a team this big on the road, and can he get it done? Can he shut the door? We're about to find out in the next few minutes as to whether or not he can, and we'll certainly bring that into the discussion as well. I'm not saying that I don't think that Raisel could grow into being, he's been an effective closer, so has Kirby Yates. I just haven't seen maybe the best of those guys yet this year. And now we're going to see them in more of a, see, the only thing is, you know, even with a high leverage situation here, the Braves are so far ahead in the National League, there may not be a whole lot of high leverage situations for any of the relievers to be in until we get to the playoffs. Because the fact of the matter is, the Braves may coast to the postseason here, okay? They may just flat coast to it. And just not that they're going to just take it easy and, oh, we got this, but there's, you know, they'll win a bunch of games, they'll have fun, and well, all that kind of stuff, but there's not going to be anybody pressing them. The closest team in the East is the Miami Marlins, and they're 8 games behind the Braves, and the Braves are 9-1 against them. The closest team to them in the entire National League is the Miami Marlins, who are 8 games behind them, and against them they're 9-1. So, you know, they're 8 games ahead of anybody else, including the Dodgers, everybody in the National League, or more. Heck, they're like 22 games ahead of the Mets. Okay, kick the Mets to the curb. All right, quick break here. Top of the hour, back to our discussion here. I also want to ask you in a few minutes, in relation to the Braves, we'll continue our discussion on the Falcons, and in relation to the Braves, if you've been a fan in Georgia when it comes to pro sports, not college, right, not high school, pro, what's the most fun team you've ever watched? Because this Braves team is quickly becoming the most fun team I have ever watched in Atlanta sports. All the great Braves teams of the past, all the great Falcons teams, Hawks, everything. This particular Braves team has been the most fun for me to watch. Though it might give me heartburn tonight to watch Iglesias in the ninth. All I have with John Fricke on Sports Radio 90 Time, the game in the Odyssey app.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports Radio 92 on the game from the Northern Kia Studios. John Fricke in for John Chuckery. Chuck will be back on Monday. He's just taking a few days off here. I mean, most people taking vacation. Matter of fact, Day-Day is going on vacation soon. I just learned. Where are you going, Day-Day?
Puerto Rico.
You want to say or no? Oh, Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Richport.
Yep, yep.
Hey, Puerto Rico. Yeah, I've been to Puerto Rico.
We've been on a cruise. You know how it was a stop on one of the cruises we took one time. In fact, it was the last cruise we took February. What was that? February 20. COVID. We got shut down in what? 2020. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So February 2020, we took the cruise, and then COVID happened a month later.
Right before COVID. Yeah. Right. Okay. So you bought it back. It was you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was all
thanks.
Me.
Yeah, appreciate it. This was a long time ago, though. It was 30 years ago. I had relatives who lived in Ponce, Puerto Rico, and then we went and met them in San Juan and sat on the beach there at the sands in San Juan for, I don't know, 4 or 5 days.
Nice.
Got sunburned. It was a lot of fun. Did to all the casinos, but it was a lot of fun. Beware, okay, Day-Day? Beware the casino. I didn't have a whole lot of luck.
Just asked my in-laws, I was like, are there casinos in Puerto Rico?
Oh, yeah.
That's all I need to know.
Yes, there are. The answer is yes. Well, there were 30 years ago. I can't imagine they wouldn't still be there, okay? Let's put it that way. Let's go to your calls here. We're asking the question tonight about the Atlanta Falcons, about what above everything else. Now, I know that you want to say, well, John, it's this and this and this, because it's all true. And I agree with you that if they were to win the title in the NFC South, that they were to win the division, it's going to have to be all those things. But I'm kind of curious what you think what's leading the way for the Atlanta Falcons? What's that number one thing that they're leaning on? Is it like the coaching and the system and the culture, as Tyler said? Is it, you know, the defense and the improved roster? You know, we've had that call tonight. We've had, we haven't anybody had to say so far that it's going to be just their ability to play smash mouth run football, which you could say as well. Because now with Bijan and with Tyler and with Algier and with, I assume, Cordero Patterson. Hey, Dede, had you heard anything about Cordero Patterson being cut or traded?
No, that was news to me. I hadn't heard that, so I don't know I know he said he saw it in Bleacher Report. I believe I follow them. I hadn't seen anything about that, so that was news to me. I'm doing some research now. I'm not really seeing anything pop up.
Let's go to Michael. He joins us on the waitfor.com hotline. Hey, Michael.
Hey, John.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, it's definitely the run game. I mean, obviously, you know, there's a blueprint. Peterson did it with the Eagles, made Nick Foles a Super Bowl quarterback by running the Blount and the Ajayi. You know, it keeps your defense fresh off the field, so you're on the next defensive set. They can get after it. Time of possession, you know, majority of games are won by the team that controls the ball. It's you know, it just all around makes it easier to carry if you can just control that ball.
So, Michael, as you look at this run game, is your expectation that it's going to be all on Bijan, or is it going to be on Bijan and Tyler and Cordero, and is to some degree onto the quarterback as well, and they all have to do it, or is it just going to be, look, Bijan's got to just suddenly come out of the gates as the youngest, best running back in the game?
No, you can't play just only smash mouth anymore. I mean, you know, defensive schemes have gotten better. It's gotten faster. You know, they collapse a lot faster. You have to, you know, mix it up. That's the reason the RPOs work so well now. You know, you spread out your tight ends, opens up the field. You know, you have to mix it up. You have to, you know, toss it out every once in a while, run lateral. It's definitely not only singular between the tackles. There's no way it'll work anymore.
Hey, what is your expectation, Michael, since you're talking about the run game, what is your expectation of Bijan this year?
Probably Algier will get most of – I would say he'll still get most of the carries. You know, Bijan will probably play more of the role that Cordero does. You know, I would see him moving more into the multiple threat role, role than and, you know, Cordero, especially if it is true he's getting traded, you know, that will be his role moving forward. And maybe that's – so point of getting Bijan is they have that replacement now. So they have a smash mouth, you know, they have a guy between the tackles, and they have that guy that can – the utility guy that can go anywhere.
All right, let's stop for a second because, Michael, I want to be clear here. I don't know where Nick got his information. I've not seen a Bleacher Report thing. There has been no indication that the Atlanta Falcons are shopping Cordero Patterson or planning to cut Cordero Patterson. I think they have high plans for him. Not only is their lead kick returner in a possession game, you have to have field position. You have the best kick returner, one of the greatest in the history of the game. Why would you get rid of him? And his veteran leadership in that team is invaluable, and you're under the cap. It's not like you have to get – again, if you need to go out, if you're going to make another move here at one of those free agents that we talked about earlier, and say we can get an Isaiah Wynn or a Marcus Peters or a Yannick Ngakoue or a Jadeveon Clowney, we need more money. That's not the guy you cut.
I'm going off your information. I don't know. Again, I'm just saying I can see Bijan filling that role if Cordero didn't, you know, let's say he didn't get traded and he just went down for injury, you know.
I see what you're saying. So,
but
yeah,
he
except
is
the
that
role,
guy who could fill that role.
And I appreciate that, Michael. And Cordero, let's not forget, he's a hybrid guy. I mean, he was a wide receiver. I mean, he was a wide receiver who ran the ball a little bit, not a running back who caught the ball. He was a wide receiver who ran the ball, and the Falcons flipped it around, made him a running back who occasionally caught the ball. When they first made him a running back, there were some of us, me included, said, well, this is different. They're going to make a wide receiver their running back, primary running back. And we saw what he was able to do, and we went, okay, well, I'm good with this. I appreciate the call, Michael. So Michael says the ground game and the ability to, control the tempo of the game, play Arthur Smith. There's an old saw, Arthur Smith-style football. There's an old saw in the game. Run the ball, stop the run, win the game. Run the ball, stop the run, win the game. If the Falcons could do that, they're going to be pretty successful. And now you've got a guy like Onyemata. I mean, you've got a guy like Calais Campbell. You've got a Bud Dupree to go along with Grady and backups that include Timmy Horn and Eddie Goldman in the middle. You got something working in terms of trying to stuff that other team and making them, kind of containing that run game a little bit. So, again, all these things, all signs, as Michael was talking about, point to my belief that the Atlanta Falcons are going to have a very successful season. Cornell is on with John. Hey, Cornell.
Doing, sir?
Good.
Doing, sir? I had to chime in on it. I think the main thing that before the Falcons, with the Falcons getting to the playoffs, will be we're going to do as far as game time management in the game, but the most importantly, the red zone scoring. If I'm correct, in 2022, they was at 56.56%, tied with the Los Angeles Rams. But the thing was, the last three games, they was at 38.46%, kind of like challenging. So if they improve on the red zone, I think they'll be. NFC South champions.
Yeah, that's a good point, because we have seen them, Cornell, struggle in the red zone time and time and time again over the course of the last few years. It has been a sore spot that we've talked about when we were covering training camp for running on 4 or 5 years now. You know, the inability to score in the red zone. And I go back to that game against Philadelphia, where we were still at the height of Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, where they were in the red zone and could not score, or otherwise we would have gone back to the Super Bowl. So it's been something that's been a problem for this franchise. And now you have an offensive line that has matured into one of the best run-blocking, if not the best run-blocking offensive line in the league. And you have a core of running backs, but you also have Cornell. You know, something that Desmond Ridder didn't have, which is Kyle Pitts, because he didn't play with Kyle last year because Kyle was dinged up. And you have Jonnu Smith. And Cornell, I think some fans are going to find out just how valuable Jonnu Smith can be. I think if I'm not mistaken, I'll throw a stat at you. I think Jonnu Smith last year had the ball thrown to him 24 times. He had zero drops. Not one.
With the Tennessee Titans, sure it did.
You know, yeah, so, you know, and then the Patriots didn't know how to use him. So Jonnu is the kind of guy that can be a big red zone guy. Cordell can be a red zone guy. I guess if you could just turn, we all love Young Waiku, but if you can turn a few Young Waiku chip shots, just if you turn last year, Cornell, if we turn three or four Young Waiku chip shots into touchdowns, that team might win nine and win the division.
And you also look at it too. You have your rookies that this is their sophomore season, so therefore they have a little 1 year familiarity with the new with the system that Coach Smith has implemented.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and so we'll see what you know they do. Red zone has certainly been and I appreciate the call. Thank you, Cornell. 404-726-0929. We have a chance to talk to you all the way to 11 o'clock tonight. We're talking about the Falcons, and we'll get into another couple of other topics here as we go along. I do want to update you on the Atlanta Braves. Well, we talk about high leverage situations. Well, Raisel Iglesias is about to get the biggest high level, situation that he's faced all high leverage situation all year when he comes into this game in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Braves lead Tampa in a game that's flown by. It's only 2 hours and 10 minutes old because it's a 2-1 game. The Braves have struck out like 13 times, I think, if I had the stats in front of me. I mean, it's been awful. They have one big hit. It was a 2-run home run by Sean Murphy, but that's been enough because Tampa's not hitting either. So it's 2-1 Braves. So this has got a little bit of a playoff kind of feel to it. We talked about the best team in the American League in the first half, the best team in the National League in the first half, meeting down in Tampa, and how it might give us a little bit of a preview of the World Series. Well, it's had a real playoff feel to it in that it's been a pitcher's duel, it's been a tight game, the Braves have struggled at times to kind of produce runs here in this game. As a result, it could be a 2-1 game, and Iglesias is going to be called on to slam the door shut here, and we'll see. This is the kind of situation where we have talked about this, about having a lockdown closer, and your lockdown closer comes into a game of this magnitude against a team this big on the road, and can he get it done? Can he shut the door? We're about to find out in the next few minutes as to whether or not he can, and we'll certainly bring that into the discussion as well. I'm not saying that I don't think that Raisel could grow into being, he's been an effective closer, so has Kirby Yates. I just haven't seen maybe the best of those guys yet this year. And now we're going to see them in more of a, see, the only thing is, you know, even with a high leverage situation here, the Braves are so far ahead in the National League, there may not be a whole lot of high leverage situations for any of the relievers to be in until we get to the playoffs. Because the fact of the matter is, the Braves may coast to the postseason here. Okay? They may just flat coast to it. And just not that they're going to just take it easy and, oh, we got this, but there's, you know, they'll win a bunch of games, they'll have fun, and we'll, all that kind of stuff, but there's not going to be anybody pressing them. The closest team in the East is the Miami Marlins, and they're 8 games behind the Braves, and the Braves are 9-1 against them. The closest team to them in the entire National League is the Miami Marlins, who are 8 games behind them, and against them they're 9-1. So, you know, they're 8 games ahead of anybody else, including the Dodgers, everybody in the National League, or more. Heck, they're like 22 games ahead of the Mets. Okay, kick the Mets to the curb. All right, quick break here. Top of the hour, back to our discussion here. I also want to ask you in a few minutes, in relation to the Braves, we'll continue our discussion on the Falcons, and in relation to the Braves, if you've been a fan in Georgia when it comes to pro sports, not college, right, not high school, pro, what's the most fun team you've ever watched? Because this Braves team is quickly becoming the most fun team I have ever watched in Atlanta sports. All the great Braves teams of the past, all the great Falcons teams, Hawks, everything. This particular Braves team has been the most fun for me to watch. Though it might give me heartburn tonight to watch Iglesias in the ninth. All I have with John Fricke on Sports Radio 90 Time, the game in the Odyssey app.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.